It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Boom. Bosco's Boys is here. I think we all wanted it. And the marriage is officially official. I'm so pumped to bring my show to the 1012 Network, Bosco's Boys, the most consistent K-State podcast out there. Over 4 years with at least one episode a week. Bringing live shows to the listeners and to the participants every Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm pumped to be here, and I would love it if you guys came over to Bosco's Boys and gave us a listen. Because we are not Big J Journos. This is a podcast by a fan and his dog for fellow K-State and Big 12 fans. And I can't wait to chop it up with all the members and fans of the 1012 Network.
Rat me voice!
Y'all got me with the curse, but I didn't curse nobody. I don't believe in that. It's Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
Woo! Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix, I'm in the building, in the booth.
Boy, does it feel good to be wrong. I predicted we lose by double digits. The Mountaineers come out and they not only cover, but they win this thing. 43-40 over the Baylor Bears, sending those Bears to 0-6 in their history in Morgantown, West Virginia. Jeremy, how do you feel about this game?
Radio reminds me of my home far away. Man, I just get this feeling I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads. Take me home. I know y'all don't need to hear it, but I'm going to sing it for you. I feel so good. Brandon, in all seriousness, I've missed this feeling. I've really missed this feeling. And you know that you miss it. And you know you want to win. But when you got it, that game was fun, Brandon. The game was actually fun. I enjoyed the game, Brandon. The game, was so much fun. And I always say it's not fun unless you win. Well, we won. So boom. Yes, it was fun. It was enjoyable. It's going to bed happy. Brandon. First of all, let's address what you addressed. You were going to be the topic of my conversation. No, seriously. You're laughing. It's not even funny. And for you guys who do not know, with 6 minutes left in the game, I believe we got
6 minutes.
Maybe five, okay? Oh, excuse me, 5 minutes left in the game. He's going to say, we've actually won this game.
No, I said, holy shnikes, we're going to win.
Yeah. All right, what's different than we've won this game? Same thing. Same exact thing. Everybody knows. Like, I'm surprised the sports gods, just for you, didn't stick it to us. I was shocked. Because I was going to say, if we're going to have to blame one person in this whole entire organization program, it was going to have to be, I also hate Pitt. I mean, you broke the gold rule, Brandon. But you know what? You got let off the hook. There's some other
people. I had faith, son.
Brandon, I wrote down so much stuff in the first half. I'm talking about missed tackles. I'm talking about, what's the guy's name? Squirrel. Yeah, Squirrel made a good play. Terrible tackle, Brandon. I have so many things written down about bad plays, terrible tackles, penalties, The receivers caught really well, but there was a drop early on. Once again, it's penalties. Just a bunch of stuff that I had written down that I was going to say, this is the kind of stuff. You know what? It doesn't even matter at all when you win the game. Like, look, I haven't listened to the press conference from Neil Brown, but if he gets in there and say, you know, this is one of the things we can learn from and get better. Hey, you can say that when you win. We've won. Say it all day, my boy, Neil. Say it all day. And matter of fact, more than anything, Brandon, we have to address the fact that you have crushed Matt Moore. I have crushed and called for Matt Moore's head multiple times. Brandon, caps off to Matt Moore. That offensive line not only ran block really well, pass block really well, didn't give up pressure to the quarterback. Now, I know Baylor's defensive front is the most outstanding, but for the whole year, the way we've been rushing the ball, Brandon, I'm big enough to admit when I'm wrong. And so far this year, hopefully it's not an anomaly, Matt Moore showed the play. For me, JT Daniel was on point all game long, except one pass. Worst pass he's thrown all year long. But outside of that, the rushing lanes were there. Mathis took advantage of them. Justin Johnson took advantage of them. JT Daniels had all day in the pocket. And that starts with your big nasties. And let's be for real. Zach Frazier is an NFL, we all know this, NFL center. He is going to play in the league, and he's going to play in the league for a very long time. That offensive line, when you say they have to be dominant, they have to be this, they have to be that. Like I said, even against Texas in the second half, I know that they were giving it to us. We started to make holes. All offensive lines coming together, looking really strong, and all I want to do is, because look, I don't want people thinking I'm just a hater. When things go wrong, I'm not a hater. I will call you out. But like I've always said my entire life, I may be the first person to call you out, but I'm also the first person to get over there and show you love when you do something good. Matt Moore coached his butt off. He's been coaching his butt off all year, and I couldn't give that dude more props. This win is on the offensive line. Props to him.
Yeah, over 200 yards rushing. Where do you go when somebody runs over 200 yards? To the offensive line. There's no question Matt Moore's boys did their job. Over 200 yards rushing, you got to give credit where credit is due. Brandon was wrong. Jeremy was wrong. Matt Moore was right. His guys were ready. They ball. They played ball tonight. 7.7 yards per carry for Tony Mathis. Tony Mathis did what I expected him to do from the beginning. He showed he could be more explosive than Letty Brown, and he showed that tonight. He showed that extra gear tonight.
He really did.
He really did. He showed it tonight.
And he headed north and south. Did you notice? Stuck his foot in the ground. Headed north and south.
100%. What I said, remember I said that on the pregame? I was on a podcast or a YouTube show where I said I expected Letty Brown or Tony Mathis to do more north and south running because he's been doing that more lately, and that's what he did tonight, more north and south. Even though he showed a little wiggle, he did more north and south, which is what you need out of a guy in the situation that he was in tonight. And I was very proud of him, very excited for him. Caden Prather made some very important catches tonight. Reese Smith made a huge catch tonight. But Jeremy, Dante Stills. Dante Stills.
You know him.
Dante Stills played like a man, a grown man tonight. Blocked, field, extra point. Big time tackle for loss when it really mattered. The timeliness. Like, people will look at it, and the thing is, the defense gave up over 500 yards of offense.
And we're not going to focus on that because we've been focusing on all that all year. Secondary, no, Jeremy, atrocious.
I'm not going to focus on that. I'm just going to say it because I'm going to be honest about what happened.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and act
Brandon,
like
we, Brandon, it's atrocious. We all know it.
It's atrocious. What I'm going to say was the defense. What the defense did was make timely plays.
No, that's true, and that's what you have to do. But Brandon, some of the tackling, Brandon, on that squirrel touchdown, number 24, what was his name? Marcus Floyd. He missed a wide open. I mean, like these are the kind of tackles that were. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. But like, look, all we need is an opportunity, and they came up with opportunistic plays.
Yeah, that's what they did. Opportunistic plays. Sean Martin with the strip, then Jahzir Cox picks it up. The strip set, picks up the fumble, runs it back into the end zone. You look at the blocked extra point, then picked up, run back for the 2 points, which actually mattered and made a difference in the game. A 3-point
And by the way, Brandon, this never happens to us. We got all the breaks. Other than the JT Daniels interception, I mean, we have the quarterback. That was an Ohio State play. The quarterback running out of the pocket and just loses the ball. We pick it up and run all the way to the touchdown.
No, he didn't just lose it, Jeremy. Sean Martin knocked it out of his hand.
Yeah, okay. Okay, he kind of, you know, brushed his arm. I didn't really feel like he caused it. I felt like that was
definitely caused that.
Okay, negligence on the quarterback. But okay, my thing is this.
It was poor ball security, but he definitely caused it.
Those type of plays never happen for us. We block a field goal, return it for a touchdown. I block an extra point, return it for a touchdown. Little things kept happening our way. And when it's your night and you have an opportunity to win, that's why I always say you have to take it. And we took it. This could change the whole trajectory of this year.
That's where I say not so fast, my friend.
Brandon, I say could.
Jeremy, you got to remember. Jeremy, Blake Chapin, who threw 326 yards in 3 quarters, was out of the game because of a targeting call. Which Brandon, some of the people, including people who weren't Mountaineer fans, were trying to say was not a legitimate targeting call, which to me was clearly a targeting call.
Brandon, if we're 2-4, we have to win 4 of 6 games to get bowl eligible.
I agree, Jeremy.
Now with this win, all we have to do is go 50%. I'm not saying we're going to do it, but we have an opportunity to split. Win 3 games to be bowl eligible, we can do that. You know what we can't do? Win 4 of 6. That's what I'm saying. With this win, there's an opportunity. Had we have lost, it's over. Like, there's no bowl game.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me there is a chance. That's exactly what I'm telling you. The other thing is, Brandon, and I'm not beating him up.
By the way, I think there are 2 more wins on the schedule, Oklahoma and Kansas State. I think we can beat Oklahoma. I think we can beat Kansas State just the way we're built.
That's the word. We could beat Iowa State. Iowa State has no offense.
State has no offense. So there's 3 wins right there that we can.
It's possible. Get. But if we needed a 4, it's impossible to win 4-6. I'm sorry. It would have been impossible. It's not possible because
Texas Tech is possible, but it's an uphill battle.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, Brandon.
This doesn't change anything for me on Neil Brown, by the way.
No, it doesn't do a whole lot for me with Neil Brown.
It doesn't take, like, people are going to look and say, oh, you trust the climb now? No. Baylor is not that good. They come into our stadium, and we should have beaten them. We should have beaten them by more if you look at the setup. If you look at the turnovers, you look at the block X point, you look at all the things that fell our way, we should have beaten them by more than 3 points with them having a chance at the end.
And by the way, this is not a show to talk about Neil Brown because he just got the win. We could talk about this Thursday when we're talking about next week's game. Because if we were going to talk about all the little things, we would talk about, you know, the false start down there at the goal line. We would talk about the personal fouls. We would talk about, you know, little things that keep happening. The drop on 3rd and 7 going into halftime. I know they balled out everywhere else. 3rd and 7 drop. Like they said, West Virginia missed the opportunity. I was going to talk about that. The funny thing is, as much as I'm saying I'm not going to talk about that, I do want to bring up, because I just saw this little thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely proud. I'm happy. I'm on cloud nine. I feel good right now that West Virginia won because I miss this. Every fan base who gets a big win, old school Big 12 shootout, I love it. But Brandon, they kept saying, they didn't keep saying. I saw on Twitter and like Facebook and people kept saying, our secondary is young and inexperienced. There's a difference between being young and a difference between being inexperienced. And it's the difference between not being that good.
Yeah.
Some people are young. Some people just need to gain experience. And then some people just aren't that good. What I'm seeing from our secondary, possibly I'm wrong. Brandon, we're not that good. Brandon, I'm watching these guys. Like I said, maybe they'll grow up and be a lot better. But Brandon, there's a difference. Like, don't chalk it up to be young and inexperienced. Because here in a couple years, you're going to be very disappointed when they're doing the exact same things because they're just not that good. They're not that good. I'm not saying every single one of them, but as a whole, our secondary is just not that good. Quit saying young and inexperienced.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk about, Brandon, is what is your thought? All right, because people kept mentioning it, kept screenshotting it, kept talking about it, kept bringing it up. What do you think about all this being made about the attendance for tonight and the lack of people there? And I know it filled up a little bit later on and beautiful, beautiful country roads at the end of the game. And let's go Mountaineers. You could hear it late in the game when the game got tight. But if you look at the stands, Brandon, our stands never look like that, even on down years. And this was a pretty poor performance or pretty terrible attendance showing out from the Mountaineer faithful. What you think about it?
It rained all day. It's a Thursday night game. Expected to lose. You're 2-3. It's year four. Neil Brown has shown nothing. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I have to say. Do you expect?
It just cracks me up when people get so focused on the wrong things. Brandon, who cares? All right. Attendance of your crowd is raucous can cause some false starts. But more importantly, people come and say, oh, so embarrassing. You know what I'm more embarrassed of? Most of the scores. You know what I'm more embarrassed of? Our secondary. You know what I'm more embarrassed of? Our record. You know what I'm more embarrassed of? Our coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're sitting here talking about how embarrassed you are of the crowd. The crowd is indicative. The crowd is a symptom. It's not the illness. The crowd is what's coming out because of the program not being where it should be. And granted, Mountaineer Nation always shows up. And I wish we would have showed up a little better. But you know what? I didn't go either. So what you going to say? Now looking after the win, maybe I should have. But the thing is, like, of all things to be embarrassed of, trust me, that's low on the list.
Well, that's all I got, Jay. You got any more?
Hold up. Let me look down my list. Not taking any shots at Chad Scott. I'm not going to say that we never saw a secondary like this under Jamal O'Day because people don't feel that. So I'm not going to say that out loud or on the podcast right now. That's all I got to say. Right now, I'm feeling good. Our secondary is atrocious, but we came up with some big plays. We made plays when they needed to be. And you know what? Man, this just feels good. Let me just sit back and like bask in this hot tub of good feels right now, because that was fun. And when's the last time you were able to say that?
Been a while, son. It's been a while. Virginia Tech was fun, but that was a rivalry game. This is the first time in a while that we just had a regular game that was fun.
Yep. We'll see if we can get some momentum from it on to next week.
On to Texas Tech. Suns up, guns down. Let's go, Mountaineers. Like, listen, rate, review, subscribe, get at us.
That's
love
right.
Us.
And watch your mouth, tortillas and takes. Is it tortillas and takes?
Yeah, tortillas and takes. I'll be sure, Jeremy. Yeah, all y'all. Watch your mouth.
Nah. Exclude nobody. When we first came out, we said it was about Texas, Oklahoma. Then everybody had to say something with their opinion. This is how we're going to do it. Texas and tortillas. Anyways, all y'all.
All y'all.
Hey, win one game and I'm feeling myself. Win one game and I'm feeling myself.
Shout to Evan Hebert. Shout to Matt Hebert. Shout to all y'all. Between two bears, I'll add him.
Take this L, son.
Original Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.